Hello, my audio boomerians. It is February 8th, and this is my February number 8 audio challenge. It is an absolutely blustery winter's day here in Montreal. It is minus 15 degrees, and it's windy, snowy, cold, miserable, damp. Not a good day to be out, but I had to run a few errands this morning. Well, now this afternoon. It is about 5 minutes after noon. And I just came out of the pharmacy. Now I'm going to go get some cat litter and some other provisions. And today's Audio Boo Challenge topic, if I remember correctly, is how did you discover February? Well, I discovered February back in 2012. Could it have been? Or could it even have been 2011? No. It had to have been 2012 or thereabouts, I think. I believe that was my first February. And, anyway, people will correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't 2012. Maybe it was earlier. But if I recall correctly, that was the year I discovered it. And I discovered it on Audio Boo just by virtue of some of my friends on Audio Boo who were already involved with February. And I believe the other one was called Audiomo. Yeah, I was kind of new at the whole audio mode thing and February, but I found it fascinating, you know, a whole month dedicated. And what I like about February, one of the things I like about it is because it allows us to go through February, which is one of the worst months here in Montreal anyway, for winter and lack of sunlight. A lot of people suffer from seasonal affectiveness disorder, also known as SADS, and it does make us sad to not see the sun and get vitamin D. So that's what I particularly like about February, and yeah, that's how I discovered it, through some people on Audio Boo. And today's one of those odd days where I really didn't plan on doing anything in particular. I was helping a friend of mine out about 3 weeks ago now, I think. He and I went out on a Saturday and bought him a new computer. Well, new for him. It was actually an old, used computer. And he loves it. It's been working really well for him. And I installed Linux Mint on his computer. Linux Mint version 15. They're now up to Linux Mint 17, but he's got 15 on his machine. And it works just fine. The only problem is I tried to install a few applications and they're not installing because the package repositories, as they're called, in Linux, in the Linux world, is where the computer will go out, the operating system will go out and try to download the software installation packages. For some reason, they're not responding. Some of them are down, some of them are returning errors. And that was at his place. So I said, you know what, I'll install Linux on a virtual machine in my Mac and try it there. And I'm getting the exact same errors. So it's not his internet connection, nor is it his installation of Linux. It really seems to be something wrong with the repositories of packages that are in Linux Mint 15. The only other thing I can think of is installing Linux Mint 17 to see if perhaps I can get more up-to-date file or package repositories and see if maybe I can transfer those repositories, the names of those URLs or those sites, over to 15 and have it download. I'm not 100% sure because it's a 32-bit installation of the operating system on a 64-bit machine. And wow, the wind's really kicked up now. This is a full-fledged snowstorm we're having. Wow. Okay. Sorry, I just realized as I'm driving here, and don't worry, I'm only doing 40 kilometers an hour, and it's not dangerous. Yes, I'm holding my phone, but no, I'm fine, really. I don't. Some people have the death grip on the steering wheel in this kind of weather. I never do that. I kind of let the car do a little bit of what it wants to do, a little bit of a dance there on the snow. Which is perfectly fine. The only thing is, of course, there's a police car over there. I don't want him to see me holding my phone, because that's a big no-no. You're not supposed to be using a mobile device while you're driving. So I'm going to turn here off of Pierrefonds Boulevard onto St. John's Boulevard to go to the cat food place or the pet center. And go and pick up some cat litter. Wow. Crazy, crazy weather. The roads are very slippery. So getting back to Linux Mint. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Maybe. We will have to see what the rest of the day looks like. Just a lot of chores around the house and stuff. Kind of a wind down day, really. I do have to go do the groceries later on this evening, because I have to go and pick up the wife tomorrow after work, and I'm planning on either picking her up at the subway station or going all the way in with my daughter right into work and picking her up right at work. That way we can get her home within a half an hour of her shift, because she starts the next day at the ungodly time of 6:30 in the morning, which means she has to leave the house at around 5. I don't know how she does it. I admire her for doing that. I just couldn't do that. But unfortunately, that's the world of shifts when you work where she works. All right, I guess that's about it. I really didn't have any much more to add in this sort of combination February and update boo or boom or whatever we call them now. I must admit, I have to tell the audio boom or the audio boo community and my friends and my followers that I really don't like the Audio Boom app. I don't like the interface. I can't figure it out. There's nothing user-friendly about it. It's not intuitive at all. It's not responsive. People send me DMs and put cover art on it, and the cover art gets cut off. Nah, honestly, they really should think about perhaps reviewing this whole Audio Boom app and just making it a lot more user-friendly. I understand they're pushing their channels and stuff and their content, but I just don't see it. Either have a completely different page for DMs, or I don't know how you would do it, but it just doesn't work. It doesn't work, and it's turning me off. I'll be honest, it's really turning me off of Audio Boom, and I've been scratching my head trying to figure out what I can do as an alternative. And believe me, if I can find one that would be viable, I would certainly I wouldn't expect everybody to jump ship. Even if we came up with something, but man, I think we all as a community, at least my followers and the people that I'm following, I think it would be good to have something a little bit more, high tech.
Thanks.